Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Joining me this morning, as he does every Monday morning, Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. How are you today, sir?
I am wonderful. Thank you.
Are you ready for this massive solar eclipse that's going to happen today?
You know, I was thinking as I was driving in. Mm-hmm. Crazy thought. You know, they say that when there's a full moon, people act a little differently.
Yes, it is true.
If it's true. I suspect it might be. Do you think there's a possibility that people are going to do crazy things during the eclipses?
I'm there with you on that. I do believe that because I know firsthand the full moon phenomena. And anybody that works at the ER in a hospital will tell you, a full moon night is always usually the craziest night. Mm. So, yeah, more people have accidents and injuries. They're doing crazier stuff. I don't know. You know, we're what are we, like 97% water or something like that? I mean, you know, so the moon controls the water and the tides. So
Yeah. Maybe
it has an effect. So I don't know what's going to happen today. People have been, saying that it's going to be doomsday and all this crazy stuff's going to happen. I don't know.
Well, I doubt that, but I guess we'd just better... just watch out.
Yeah.
You never know, do you?
I'm glad.
Particularly
that,
if you're driving, Joy, maybe people will be distracted. Maybe that's what's...
During the 2017 eclipse, I was actually driving between Nashville and Pensacola. I think I was on I-65, and I remember it just getting really, really dark. And then people started pulling over, and everybody... Yeah, it was kind of crazy there for a few minutes.
Hmm.
But if the if doomsday is coming, then I'm glad that we got Cabaret in before that happened. Maybe that brought it on. I don't know if God looked down and saw us at Cabaret and was like, but no, how was it? Did you go?
I think it's true to say that a wonderful time was had by all.
Right.
It was a step up this year.
Hmm.
It's always great, but this year was a real step up, I thought. Hmm. I don't know really the right word, other than to say it was a step up and it was enlightening. It was, it was a wonderful event.
Hmm.
I particularly watched the drag queens.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That can be enlightening.
Yes. They certainly... played the part. What can I say?
Yes, with hair and makeup and the right wardrobe, they can really fool you.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how I know.
One had a particularly large rear. can we say this on family radio?
You can say rear, yeah.
Which I think was actually padded.
Hmm.
I don't think it was real.
I think the kids are calling that a menage nowadays, after Nicki Minaj, because she has quite the rear fortitude.
But
show was definitely going to be interesting. I knew that was going to be great. Moving on,
yes.
Operazzi, let's talk about that a little bit for people who don't know. For maybe if you don't go to the opera a lot, this event could be for you. It's going to be on April 12th.
It's a Friday, yeah. I believe, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? I shall be there, of course.
Yes, and this is a fundraiser.
Yes. All it's right. The big fundraiser for Pensacola Opera, and it's always a lot of fun. And of course, as always, there's a little bit of opera singing there, but it's not all heavy opera, for want of a better expression. They put in some more, classical American tunes, show tunes, tunes that people know, so that there's a little bit for everybody.
That's good. Yeah, if you're not an avid goer of the arts, maybe check that out. Maybe it'll introduce you to opera in a way that will make you want to go see more.
Hmm.
There's always a good one happening usually around town. But that'll be on April 12th. Cabaret, we got out of the way already. I can't believe it's already passed. I can't believe it's, April 8th already? Wow. Tax deadlines coming up? You already got your taxes filed? Yeah, you already got your taxes filed, I think, right? Didn't you say that last time?
No, I'm not that
still
well,
working on
not
that?
Not that well organized.
Yeah. I can't wait. When January 1st rolls around, I can't wait to do my taxes. I want that $100 refund like I got this year. It was great. Also, Corks for a Cause coming up on April 18th, 5 to 7, down there on Palafox at 511 Palafox.
Yeah. There's lots of great stuff.
Yeah, lots of great fundraisers.
Actually, the downtown crowd, which you have in front of you, says spring into festival season.
Yes.
I always said that Pensacola is the festival city.
It really is.
Mm. And lots of great festivals coming up. One that I think you would probably enjoy is the Art and Wine Festival on Pensacola Beach, put on by the Chamber. That's May 11th, so you've got lots of time to get your ticket.
Yes. And Men Who Cook. I want to tell you about this. Tickets are on sale now for the 11th annual Men Who Cook event. Have you heard about this?
Yes. Yeah. I've been several years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There was some great food, some not so good, but.
Well, yeah. Well, it is Men Who Cook.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And that's going to be at the Blue Wahoo Stadium on Sunday, April 14th. It's a one-of-a-kind fundraiser competition. Mm. I love some culinary competitions. I watch them all the time on television.
I remember Andrew is a pretty good cook.
Yeah, and he can eat some food, too. He went to that, what was the bowl, the Super Bowl?
Oh, yes, Super Bowl, the Manna Bowl.
Manna, yeah.
He 80s weighed in.
He tried every single one, I'm telling you. He did not discriminate. Yeah. So, but, yeah, lots of great fundraisers and lots of great food. I love the food here
also,
in Pensacola.
Free concert, Blues on the Beach.
Mm.
Excuse me, Blues on the Bay.
Yeah, Bands on the Beach, Blues on the Bay.
Yes, we're getting confused.
Tunes by the Dunes.
But the first one is April 14th, which is next Sunday, I believe.
Yes. And is this...
You can take your chair and little table and your picnic and sit there and enjoy the music. You can see the bay in the background. And it's just a really relaxing Sunday evening.
And the band is Nobius. They blend soul, funk, jazz, pop, and R&B into an unforgettable experience. Recently awarded the best wedding band.
Oh.
And, well, okay, great.
That's a
lot
distinction.
Of fun. Oh, yeah. Hey, you got to be a good party band if you're going to be the best wedding band.
Yes.
So, yeah, all right. That'll be great. Nobius.
I'm familiar, of course, with the modern Eldorados.
Yes. Very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So if you have questions or comments, let us know. Go to BallingerPublishing.com and you can see full color digital illustrations of all of the great articles and pictures from around Pensacola. Check out a downtown crowd or a Pensacola magazine. But like I said, they're all there on BallingerPublishing.com. If you have questions or comments, 437-1620. My guest, Malcolm Ballinger. I am Jake Walker. I am the host of this here Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker, joined by Malcolm Ballinger. Go to ballingerpublishing.com and keep up with what's going on in Pensacola, all the art, culture, and events for you and the whole family. We were talking a little bit earlier about Corks for a Cause, and we were talking on the break about Northwest Florida Guardian. Is it Guardium Ad Litem?
Ad Litem, yes.
Mm-hmm. Foundation. Go to nwfgal.org for more information on that. And you were telling me a little bit about them.
As you know, the opera is very close to my heart and will be there next Friday. But the following Thursday is Corks for a Cause. Guardium Ad Litem is a wonderful organization. They advocate for children in the court system, children that could very easily slip through the system.
Right.
And I think it's just such a wonderful organization. It's only $50 per person, Corks for a Cause. You have a good time, but you're also helping those young, vulnerable children that are,
yes,
could otherwise get lost in the system.
Yes, and there's hors d'oeuvres and wine, music from Roman Street.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be a lot of fun. $50 is low. I mean, that's not a whole lot, you know.
I can drink that much in wine.
Yeah, I can.
Oops, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah. Well, for you, it might be a little bit more expensive wine than.
Yes.
You're not sitting there down in a whole $10 bottle five times. And we've talked about. Blues on the Bay, right? Was that the
one? Yeah, we're going to have so much fun in the next few weeks.
Yeah. Go and get the latest issue of Downtown Crowd. It's called Spring into Festival Season. And when you get in the middle of the magazine here, I did not realize there were so many festivals. And you're right. Mm-hmm. This, you know, Pensacola is the festival spot. The next one coming up would be Pensacola Paddle Fest on April 11th through the 13th at Big Lagoon State Park. All these festivals are outlined with all the dates and times in the latest edition of Downtown Crowd. Go to ballingerpublishing.com for more information.
Going backwards again for a moment, last week was the media menu tasting at Jackson's, which I always look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not disappointed. Mm-hmm. It was just incredible.
Yes.
They do such a wonderful job. But it's also a great get-together, local media.
Mm-hmm. Kind of,
you know, gives us a chance to get together and chat and
right.
and enjoy each other's company. The menu was the lamb chop. I just love lamb chops, but they do a wonderful, just do a wonderful job with the. It's nice and tender and easy to eat off the bone. My favorite by far.
I've never had a lamb chop.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I think
you haven't.
I think the puppet growing up. You know what was the lady that?
Oh, Sherry Lewis. Yeah, think, showing our age.
I think that traumatized me a little bit when I was a kid. I didn't really want to eat lamb chop. Yeah, I don't like pork chops either.
Well, as a kid, we pretty much lived on corned beef and lamb, breast of lamb, which is a very cheap and very fatty piece of meat. Cheap New Zealand lamb used to come into the UK at the time, maybe still does. And so you could have a protein lamb at a pretty inexpensive price. In those days, we couldn't afford, you know, steak or beef or whatever, or only on rare occasions.
Right, right.
So lamb was the thing.
Interesting. But now over here, it's kind of the opposite, right? Like, isn't lamb a little bit more expensive?
I don't know.
Might just be the prep.
Steak has got very expensive. Well, I guess all meat has become very expensive.
Right.
Just lately. But I highly recommend if you go, I shouldn't say if, when you go to Jackson's.
Right.
Try the lamb chops. You will not be disappointed, I promise.
Yes. Are they still doing that lobster thing that they used to do? Was it on Mondays or something? Lobsters?
I go to the steak. The prime rib Tuesday. Yes, I think somebody mentioned they're still doing the lobster.
Yeah,
I know at their oyster bar they're doing the oyster Monday.
Okay, I think that might be what I'm thinking of. Yeah,
it is. There's actually an ad in. Yeah. Oh, here we are. Tuesday is oyster night. 75-cent Gulf Coast oysters every Tuesday.
Man.
It's page 7 of Downtown Crowd.
Yeah, you can't beat that. Go to PallingerPublishing.com and check out all these articles. You'll see them there online, or if you're going around one of your favorite businesses downtown, you might see an issue of the latest latest edition of Pensacola's Downtown Crowd. Coming back after the break, do you want to go ahead and give those tickets away? Do you have tickets this time?
Well, we're in the playoffs, and unfortunately, I do not have the playoff tickets.
Don't have playoff tickets. So season tickets don't include playoff tickets.
No, it's extra and above.
Makes sense.
Because obviously they don't know if they're going to make the playoffs.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And
I'm not surprised that they did.
And I had been so busy, I did not think to call Greg. And oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to wait till next year.
Yeah, you'll still find a way. You'll be there. You'll be in the press box somehow. You'll be hanging out with Cat Country watching the game. All right, if you have questions or comments about anything that's going on in Pensacola, let us know, 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Got Malcolm Ballinger in here. Go by ballingerpublishing.com and check out everything we're talking about. And pick up the latest edition of Pensacola's Downtown Crowd magazine, Spring into Festival Season, on the cover there. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market, features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday and Saturday, check out the toughest firefighter challenge in the U.S. at the Pensacola Beach Firefighter Challenge. Register yourself or a team. See pensacolasports.org for more. The third annual Fred Levin Way Fest is Sunday afternoon, a free community event highlighting free services and lots of family activities and fun. For more, check out fredlevinfest.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a really good conversation with Lucky Tim Kinsella, the former base commander, about Blue Angels practices, the museum, access, traffic, all of that kind of stuff. Also talked about eclipse safety with a local ophthalmologist and the changes the county commissioners have made to the parking requirements for new construction, as well as the changes they're eyeing for the Perdido Key roundabout, basically either realigning, redesigning it, or putting in a traffic light. You can listen to all of those segments at newsradio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Still having that little computer skip error every once in a while when I play. Seems like when I play classical music, it always has that little skip in it. I don't know what's going on. I got to get a new computer. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker, joined by Malcolm Ballinger. He's here every Monday to talk about what he did over the weekend and all of the great events coming up in Pensacola. Go by and pick up the latest edition of Pensacola's Downtown Crowd. Spring into Festival Season is the title. And man, if you get in here, there are so many great events and so many great festivals to look forward to. And you can also go to ballingerpublishing.com and check out that website for all of this information with high color quality illustrations in the digital form. I wanted to ask you, this is kind of off topic, but when you were growing up, was there the same, I don't know what you would call it, crazedness over the royal family as there is here?
Yes. Maybe not. Well, no, that's not true. There was always in England, everybody always respected the royal family. Mm-hmm. They were in the news a lot. But as time went on and the tabloids really got into the thing, it became just crazy.
Yeah.
You need a longer answer to that question, but the answer is, short answer is, it was never as crazy as it
right.
is now.
That's what I figured. Yeah, it's just I hear about it so much nowadays, but just something I always wanted to ask you, never got around to it. But Malcolm Ballinger, thank you so much. BallingerPublishing.com. Go by and pick up Pensacola's Downtown Crowd.
Dependable right traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.